And I never hear that said either. So the first question to be asked, to test a tactic for its usefulness in furthering the achievement of our goal, is, does it help us break down atomization? And as the hold of atomization can only be broken by our reaching out to each other, the next question to be asked, to test a tactic for its usefulness in furthering the achievement of our goal, is it about reaching out? And keeping our eye on the prize, we must add, is it about reaching out with our key precepts of freedom? Those precepts that say power controls us by means of atomization and by teaching us to use coercion and to renounce our natural empathy for each other and connection to the earth. And particularly with the earth that is our children. How is it that we cannot see the damage done to them when we accept power's terms for our existence and so have no time for them? How is it that we cannot see the everyday commonplace injury done to our children in the absence of our appreciation of them, of our cuddling, our singing and playing with them? This is damage, the scope of which pales the maliciousness of agents power pays to cause mischief, whether open or clandestine, pales them to insignificance. And yet, we do not see it. And these children, these are children lost to fellow feeling, lost to our movement to establish the reign of good fellowship and attention giving and reverence in the world. And the end of rule. I hear folks on the left talk of strategy, and yet they will not build our numbers. The only strategy that wins for us our freedom.